Cabernet Sauvignon was a very important category for South Africa, so I was on the panel's panel chair, the so-called king of varieties, essential to the power and image of especially Stellenbosch as a region. And I find that the 2015 vintage, which was prevalent in this tasting, is starting to put Cab back on the map and giving it the gravitas that it deserves. Two takeaways that was great. I tasted with Charles Chevalier, which is one of the technical directors for Lafite Rothschild, was that Cabernet is a very powerful wine, and as such, especially when young, we need to see the power. It's not a shrinking violet, it's a wine that we need to embrace. The powerfulness, deep, strong fruit, and I'm happy to say that we've moved away from wines that are too green, so Pyrazini, weak vineyards. I think Cabernet is demanding just a proper price point, and therefore the vineyards are producing wines or are nurtured in such a way that we are seeing good quality fruit. And I hope that this is a sign of the future, where we see Cabernet strongly represented at the top end of the South African wine industry. So in terms of improvements of Cabernet Sauvignon and looking towards the future, oaking is very important, it plays a role. I think it's important on Cab. Again, it's a wine that grape variety and a wine that should last 15 to 20 years. And quality of oaking, we had one super wine with great fruit. You can see there was a lot of effort put into the wine. But the oaking regime really stuffed the wine. So oaking should be taken very seriously. Expensive oak with great fruit, how it's put together is absolutely essential. So taking care of oaking and then elevating the wines to the next level. You know, world class should be the only benchmark for Cabernet. I think we shouldn't be messing around with Cabernet at an easier entry level drinking point. So also sitting on a panel for other niche varieties, it's been, I've done it a few years, and what I see that there's a greater proliferation of Cinsault and Grenache Noir coming through, which I think is essential as we are a hot climate, warm climate region. In this setup, we see quite a bit of Merlot, Petit Verdot, other Bordeaux varieties as well. But what I found particularly interesting is that the Cinsaults and Grenache Noirs are a nod to the future, but I still see a lot of young vine kind of character in the wines, or the wines made in a too tutti frutti, sweeter style. So I think when it comes to Cinsault, we should be trying to make wines that have a bit more savouriness and a bit more refreshing elements about them, and wines where we aim to have them made so people can drink them at maybe cooler and lighter alcohols. Grenache Noir seems to be suffering from young vineyard syndrome. So one of the messages there is maybe make the wines more almost in a light red, dare I say it, moving towards a rosé style so that we get the vineyards up to scratch. But the experimentation and the direction they're taking is refreshing to see that we are making legitimate styles of different varieties in South Africa rather than trying to hammer out weird Malbec and Petit Verdot as interesting wines.